Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news. Welcome back to another edition of Hometown Heroes on Family Life. I'm your host, Bob Price, and our guest this week is Chris Carpenter of Canastota, New York. She started a safe house for sex trafficking victims in Madison and Oneida counties. Hey, Chris, thanks for joining us today. Rahab Refuge Ministries. What is that and how did it get started?
Okay, well, Rahab Refuge Ministries is establishing the first safe house in Central New York for adult women and their children who are survivors of exploitation and sex trafficking. The residential program will be a safe environment where each woman and child will acquire the skills necessary to reenter society. It's going to be called House of Hope. It'll be a 12 to 18-month residential program. We're hoping to have it up and running in the fall of 2023.
Gotcha. How bad is the human sex trafficking problem in Central New York?
Well, 65% of all confirmed victims of trafficking cases in New York were sex trafficking victims. Mm. 85% are female survivors, and over half of them, 54%, came outside of New York City. From 2015 to 2019, there has been a 50% increase in trafficking cases in New York State, according to the National Human Trafficking Hotline. Human sex trafficking is a rapidly growing, highly profitable criminal industry. It is second only in lucrativeness to drug trafficking. Pornography drives the demand for sex trafficking, and 50 to 70% of men watch it, and the average age of it starts at 11, and a good deal of pornography is made from sex trafficking victims.
Mm, wow, that is sobering stuff right there. Chris Carpenter, President and CEO of Rahab Refuge Ministries in Canastota, New York, is this week's hometown hero, doing what you can, and it is an uphill battle in the fight against sex trafficking. I've often wondered about people who are involved in this. Why so much passion when it comes to this issue? What is it that fuels you to get involved in this fight?
What fuels me? Let me just tell you how we got started. So back in January 2020, I was just getting ready to retire. I was a federal agent with the Treasury Department, and my husband is pastor of Friendship Baptist Church. Mm-hmm. Since then, he's passed away last fall, very suddenly, unexpectedly. Mm. But the Lord had a plan. You know, he had a plan for me to start this ministry, and we started it before. So in January 2020, we made an appointment to go see this Victorian home with the potential of flipping it. The home had great potential, but it was way too big of a project for us to undertake. So about a month later, during my Bible reading and prayer time, the Lord pressed upon me that it was not his will for me to flip a home, but to open a safe house. So shortly thereafter, I received an email advertisement for a Christian documentary called Blind Eyes Open, The Truth About Sex Trafficking in America. So God compelled me to go see this documentary. The Lord used this documentary to guide me as to what he wanted me to do, but I still really wasn't submitting that. I felt really overwhelmed and daunted with this assignment. Then the Lord prompted me to host a ladies' Bible study called Experiencing God. And again, God used this Bible study to confirm his direction. Everywhere I went, God kept prompting me that this was his will. God even used billboards about sex trafficking in remote places to pierce my heart like an arrow. Hmm. And after several months out of obedience to the Lord's calling and direction, Rahab Refuge Ministries was started. And, you know, I want to say that this is God's personal calling on my life. That's why I'm passionate about it. But not only that, it's because the Bible mandates us. So we have a personal responsibility to reach out to these women and children. The Bible states in Psalm 82, verses 3 and 4, defend the poor and the fatherless, do justice to the afflicted and the needy, deliver the poor and the needy, rid them out of the hand of the wicked. And quite frankly, if the body of Jesus Christ is not going to reach out to these victims, then who will?
Yeah. And I know that you want to get this safe house up and running by the fall of next year. How many women will you be able to accommodate at one time?
Our goal is to have a minimum of four adult women and then their children. So 8 people altogether.
Well, this is exciting, and we're going to be praying for that to go as planned in the fall of next year. Chris, and finally, I'll let you go after this. Where do you see this ministry in the next year, 5 years, maybe 10 years from now?
So, well, like we said, we really want to get a house up and running, a long-term residential car reprogram, either in Oneida or Madison County. So we're looking for a building that has 5 bedrooms, like one for an office, 2 to 3 bathrooms, a living room, a dining room, kitchen, space for a learning center. We're also going to have youth prevention programs where we reach out to youth and help trafficking stop before it even starts. Mm-hmm. We also want to create a retail store, and that retail store will generate income and sustainability for our future to help the safe house keep running. And then we'll also use the retail store to give our girls job training skills, and then also partner with other organizations to give them permanent jobs when they get out.
That's Chris Carpenter of Rahab Refuge Ministries in Canastota, New York. She started a safe house for sex trafficking victims. Join us next week as we search for your home, your town, your hero. It's Hometown Heroes on Family Life.